Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Elliot, not broadcasting, but on a phone line from Sao Paulo, Brazil, South America, where the first Eagles or NFL game ever will be played south of the border in South America, that is. Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Wow.
You sound clear and crisp, and we don't have that Christian Amanpour, like, six-second delay.
No.
I talk, you talk, so that's good. All right.
I will say, I just want to correct you, not to correct you already on this call, but I'm actually not in Sao Paulo yet. I am in Rio with about 200 Eagles fans, and I'm standing right under the Christ Redeemer statue right now.
Whoa!
Holy cow.
Wow. No way.
Coolest spot anyone's ever been to do an interview with us.
What's the temperature right now, Elliot?
The temperature?
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah, it's definitely foggy right now, but it's a cooler. So it's winter here in Rio right now. Now, that being said,
Holy cow.
Still have on shorts and short sleeves, but it is their winter right now.
Yeah. And it is 8:53 in the morning, correct?
It's 8:01. How could it be anything other than 01?
What are we in outer space?
What are you talking about?
It's 8:01.
I mean, 9:01.
I forgot to change the time in my head.
Yeah. So you're ahead. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And humidity-wise, how bad is it?
It's not bad. Again, like it's really nice out right now. I'm sure in their summertime, it's probably way hotter. But right now, it's nice and cool. It's going to be in the 70s all day today. I know a lot of Eagles fans are planning on going to the beach today, and I will say so. I take this train up the hill, a steep hill, all the way up to the Christ Redeemer statue. I walk up the steps. It's so cool. First thing I see when I get there. A guy in a Jalen Hurts jersey. So it is. There are lots of Eagles fans here already.
That's great.
I heard everyone is practicing on the Eagles team right now. Like everything on the injury front is also looking up. Correct.
Well, not Bradbury. He's out.
Well, we know about that. Yeah. The guys who were not on IR are practicing. Everyone's looking good.
Yeah, no, the team, sorry, someone's walking by. The team is very healthy heading into this game for sure, which again, like, and Richie, I know me and you do this every year, but the whole training camp thing, like, what they do works. So once again, they had a bit of a harder camp for sure. They took more reps than they have in past years, but they enter this game completely healthy.
Good. Elliot, when does the team fly down?
So the team will have one final practice today at the NovaCare, and then they are leaving tomorrow morning to go to Brazil. They're going to go right into Sao Paulo. And I will say this. So I flew overnight, which is traditionally if I fly overseas, how I'll go. When I first heard they were going during the day, I thought it was a mistake. But now that I've done it, I think they're making the right call doing it. The flight is way harder than I thought it would be. James can tell you, I've said all summer, I don't think it's that big of a deal. They're flying over here. You know, it's only a few more hours than flying to London, which they've played, or to the West Coast where they played. Now that I'm here and I've done that almost 10-hour flight, it is definitely harder, and I think going to impact this game a lot more than maybe I gave it credit for.
But the same for both teams, basically. I mean, the Packers are, you know.
Yeah, and even further for the Packers, for sure. But,
wow.
You know, I think we could, especially when you add in the fact that it's a week one game, there's, of the two teams, there's three new coordinators, and the long travel, I think it could be like a sloppy game on Friday night.
And how are the Packers and Eagles arriving differently? Are they coming in at the same time? Are they treating this preparation the same? Or are they treating it dramatically different that you can tell one side's doing it completely different than the other?
Yeah, so I don't know the specifics of the Packers' arrival. I believe they're arriving around the same time. Neither team is practicing all week here, which, you know, you've seen teams do when they go to London. The first year the Eagles went to London in 2018, I think they held two practices out there. That's not going to be the case here. Again, they're going to arrive on Wednesday. I think they leave in the morning, so they'll get in Wednesday night. I would imagine probably go right to sleep. Nick Sirianni said they're going to focus on getting, you know, really hydrated after a long flight.
Wow.
And then they do have a practice on Thursday. But the practice on Thursday is much more of, I would say, like a
that's a
walk-through. Media type walk.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Even that, like, I think it's going to be somewhat performative. It's more like
totally.
For the NFL because the Packers are having one as well.
Yeah, that's like personnel groupings for the game, you know, specifically game plan. Hey, you have to be out here for this instance. It's like both teams are practicing entirely on the home turf.
Up here. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
all right.
One advantage the Eagles have is, so they are the home team in this game. And, you know, I know obviously being 5,000 miles away, that might not sound like a big deal. But the stadium they're playing in, the home locker room is soundproof, so you can't hear anything. The away locker room, it funnels the noise in. So if it's loud, like pregame, halftime, those type of things, the stadium is designed for the away team to normally have to deal with that. So the Eagles won't have to. And if Eagles fans, and there's a lot here, if they're loud at halftime, you know, all those things, or pregame, the Packers will hear you.
That could get really annoying, and that could get really problematic for a team who's got a whiteboard, you got a grease board, a coach trying to communicate important information about specific plays, and no one can hear them.
I like this. Is
that's awesome.
This is next level reporting by Short Park here. He takes us inside the opposing locker room.
That could be a differentiating factor in this game.
Hey,
so get your lungs ready,
well,
folks.
Especially with a rookie defensive coordinator. Remember, the Packers, they have a first-year coordinator. He's coached in the NFL, but it's been a while. So that could be a big advantage.
Holy cow.
All right, Elliot, speaking of first-year guys, so it's funny. I wouldn't normally start more back end of the roster with a question, but I'm curious. Let's talk about the game in parts here. So second-round pick Cooper DeJean, third-round pick Jalix Hunt. Do they dress or will they be deactivated for this game?
So I think Cooper will be deactivated. Vic Fangio said something yesterday that kind of caught my attention. He said Cooper's not where he needs to be yet, right? Like flat out. So if they don't think they're ready to put him in on defense, maybe he's dressed strictly for special teams, but he hasn't really practiced special teams all training camp because, again, he's been hurt. So I think Cooper could be deactivated. Jalix Hunt's an interesting one. I think he has had a really good camp. I think he's looked better rushing the passer than most people expected. But I also think he is, like, prototypical. And, again, he wears that 58, so you know he'll be great at special teams. But he, like, looks the part of someone that could really make an impact. So I think there's a shot he's active for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because you don't normally have a team deactivate their second and third-round picks. But, you know, this
– at least not intentionally, too.
So
you know
what
I mean? Like,
So your impression is Jalix Hunt is going to tear it up as a special teamer, like right out the gates, Elliot?
I think he could. I mean, again, like he is, they drafted him in the third round because of the athlete he is and the person. Like just being around him, you can tell already he's very high football IQ. He played safety. He has an understanding of defenses that I think a lot of times, you know, edges, because a lot of edges in college just rush the quarterback. They don't learn like the intricacies of, sure. of whatever scheme they're running. Hunt, I think, did that. And from being around him, you can tell. So physically, I just think he looks the part. You know, he has to get used to it. It's the NFL. But I see no reason he couldn't be a great special teams player.
This is really exciting. Like, I feel like this sounds weird. This Eagles team has players that feel cut out to be special teams stars in a year where the special teams has now completely transformed into something where guys could actually stick out more. Like, this new scheme where no one knows exactly what it's going to look like, the sky's the limit, kind of. And these players that it seems like Howie and the front office coveted a little bit more this past offseason, guys like Will Shipley, you know, the versatile all-around athletes that we have, I mean, sort of coming out the rafters, busting through the seams on the defensive side of the ball. It helps us coverage-wise, of course,
yeah, a lot of
as
options.
A defense,
yeah.
But also our special teams are going to be really exciting this year.
Well, I hope so.
Doesn't it feel different, Elliot?
Yeah, I mean, I will say a year ago before they kicked the season off, we would have all sat here and said the special teams are going to be a disaster because it was coming off of the Super Bowl performance. And, you know, most people didn't think Michael Clay should be back. But yeah. In addition to what you're saying, they had one of, if not the best special teams units in the NFL last year. So they are coming into the season already thinking they'll be good. But you're right. I think physically they check a lot of boxes of the guys you want on special teams. And Michael Clay is one of the best special teams coordinators in the league, or at least certainly his unit performs like it. So in a year where there's a ton of changes, I definitely think the Eagles walk into the season with a potential advantage on that side of the ball.
Elliot Short-Parks with us from Brazil right now. All right, Elliot, let's get to the main thing. I guess, what is it, Jalen that says let's keep the main thing the main thing? All right, let's do that. Right. Jalen is the main thing. You saw all the throws he had in training camp this year that the media was able to say. Do you feel confident that he is truly back to being the player he was in 2022? I mean, I know we haven't seen him in a game, but do you feel 2022 Jalen Hurts is back?
So I can say confidently, I believe Jalen will play much like the 2022 quarterback that took this team to the Super Bowl. I think he will be smarter with the football. I think that's what he looked like, right? Like physically, the way he played, the decisions he made, just even off the field, I just think he looks like he's in a way better place than he was last year. But the one caveat, and it's probably bigger than a caveat, but the one thing that absolutely I cannot say until I see it is, can he handle the blitz? He is making the calls this year. They're going to blitz him a ton. He has two basically rookie centers and right guards, since he never played a position in the NFL, in front of him. And so he can make smart decisions with the football. He can, you know, be better off the field, all those things. If he can't pick the blitz up, it just doesn't matter. So you can practice it in training camp. I thought the days that the Eagles blitzed him, the results were really hit or miss for the offense. He didn't turn it over, which is a positive, but they certainly didn't have any big blitz beaters where, you know, they got a 40-yard touchdown. So I that's the one thing I can't say. I need to see him against the blitz for multiple games before I can sit here and say that he'll truly be that guy.
All right, Elliot, great report. Good job getting down there to Brazil. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you a bunch this week. Thanks, pal.
By the way, my hotel room has a bidet in it, so I just had to let you know.
Oh, so manchured.
I'm not enough to use it, but I had to let you know.
Wait, yeah. You
and
didn't
I'm
use it?
That by the Christ the Redeemer statue, so everyone's very
interested. Hey, you're doing that, you're flexing Elliot. Your Christ the Redeemer statue. Is it bigger than the Comcast Center? Which is bigger? Got to be the Comcast Center.
Yeah,
right?
I think pretty sure it's Comcast Center. Yeah,
well, you're
I've
the one
been
there.
I'm pretty positive.
What's bigger? I don't know how big it is. How big is it, Elliot?
Not the Comcast Center.
Say it again, Elliot.
Yeah. It's comparable to the Statue of Liberty, I would say,
okay.
Size-wise. But
All right.
Yeah, it's way higher in the air.
All right, and use the bidet, man. You'll be better off for it. Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Elliot Short-Parks. 215-592-9494 to react to all of it. More on the Brazil front, you know, over the last few days, interesting comments and tweets, you know, whether it's from CJ GJ or A.J. Brown, Darius Slay, Sirianni on trying to kind of get the team dialed in mentally for the Brazil thing. We'll get to that. All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Really getting ready to just lock it in for the fall and the football season, and in a month the Phillies and the playoffs and all that good stuff. So should be quite a stretch here on WIP. Thanks so much for listening to our show. We'll tell you later in the week the lineup that we're going to have all through the football season. We're still working through just a couple final things to set the lineup, but it'll be very similar to last year, and have, you know, hopefully great guests for you and segments every day and A lot of listener calls as well, so always good to have you with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get here coming up shortly to more on the Brazil storyline, some of the players and Sirianni, what they've said about it. Also, Bryce Harper on his injury situation, if that's the right term. We'll get that shortly. Let me also say it's the first time I've been here since the passing of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. I know the guys addressed it on Friday when I wasn't here. I just want to just deeply and truly express my sympathies to his family and friends, some of whom may be listening right now. It is obviously one of the worst stories that we have heard come out from the sports world in a long time. You know, when I heard that news the other day, that hit me hard, and I didn't know him. You know, I didn't know him at all. And obviously there's so many listening right now that did with Johnny Gaudreau from the area and obviously his brother. So just condolences to the family and friends, the hockey community. You know, I was driving by the Wells Fargo Center last night. The Flyers have a really nice thing outside the Wells Fargo Center paying tribute to the two brothers. And it's really a heartbreaking story. But I did want to express on behalf of myself and our show condolences to the family and friends, because it is horrific.
It's one of the worst things. I mean, I'm sad about it since.
I know. You know? It really,
it's heartbreaking.
It hit
for his family and friends.
It hit in a bullseye kind of way, you know, and it's just not a good story. But, you know, one of the things clearly is, and I would always hear this, you know, when he, the last 10 years or so hearing about him, just how much people loved him and liked him, people that know him.
Al brought him and his father, they would always do their charity thing in the summer and got to meet him at the Borgata.
Yeah.
And they just seemed like lovely people.
And that's what makes it all the more hard. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper shortly, we'll get to that. On his injury, is that the right term, James? Injury situation?
Yeah.
I think banged up situation?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He's being a little coy. He's pulling a Jalen. Doesn't want to talk too much about it. But we'll get to that audio shortly. All right, Ken and
an upkeep situation.
Upkeep.
Not an acute injury,
yes,
but a chronic injury upkeep situation.
That clearly affected his play in the last month.
A bit.
But he did get some big hits this weekend, you know? All right, let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, go. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Pretty good, Ken. Yeah. Joe is
I'm rocking my glasses
sight slightly.
But, Ken, I still couldn't break 100 this weekend, even though
maybe
I was
that's part of why.
I was at an 88 through 16 freaking holes, and I shot a 9 on the 17th hole. What would that be? A 5 bogey? Whatever that term would be. Horrible. Anyway, hello.
5 well, bogey. Joe, that's definitely the term.
Quintuple?
Joe, Rhea,
I don't know what.
Yeah, quintuple, I guess.
Joe, Rhea, welcome back. And, you know, readers notwithstanding, if you're not waking up covered in freeze pops every morning, you're doing better than John right now.
Yeah. So, you know, I have not had that issue.
Good.
Lately.
Yeah.
Because I
Joe,
ate
you
all
missed.
The freeze
John
pops.
John was sleep eating.
I ate all the freeze pops, and then I didn't buy more. So maybe that's
seems
the biggest
like a smart decision.
Why. Yeah.
You are a wise man. And James, welcome to the club. Yeah, you know, it's good to have another member of the admirers of the King of Cool.
Great movie, man. I watched Bullet this weekend. It's great.
Listen, I said this last week, there is no better post-game interview in all of Major League Baseball than Nick Castellanos. That guy needs to have a podcast, because his synapses just don't fire the way everybody else's synapses.
He's a different dude. And Ken, I've said before, and I'll say it again, the two guys in Philadelphia sports right now that I love it when things are going well and then I find the interviews funny are Castellanos and Darius Slay. And when they're not going well, I find them really annoying. It's like I judge it based on how they or the team is playing.
You judge it on how you feel.
You know, but it's based, it's how I feel based on how they made it feel.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, because I'm not in the mood for Castellanos' nonsense when, you know, he goes 2 for freaking 43, you know? But if he's grooving and they're winning, give me all the nonsense. I'll take all the Scooby-Doos and I'll take all of it.
Well, he's a thought-provoking guy, and I appreciate that regardless.
Is it thought-provoking, though? It's almost like thought-stealing. It's almost like thought-dumbing or thought-numbing.
He's just a different guy. He is. All right, Ken, what do you got on the Eagles today?
Yeah, so I actually kind of woke up for no reason at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know that doesn't mean anything to you guys, but as I was trying to get back to sleep, the thought that crept into my brain was, today's Tuesday. The Eagles play Friday.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Precisely.
You
It's unbelievable. There is this lull right now in our town. Like, it's here. It's right here. It's about to happen. Kickoff.
But it's so weird because it's also not here.
Yeah. You know, it's super far. I mean, as far as any game I've ever watched the Eagles play in, it feels like. And man, it's
I would definitely rather it was in South Philly than South America. But, you know, you guys were talking about the blitz pickup when Elliott was on a few minutes ago. And the interesting part about that is that these two quarterbacks on Friday night are the two most blitzed quarterbacks in the NFL last year.
Wow.
Jordan Love was one, Jalen Hurts was two. And the development of Jordan Love in the second half of the year was directly connected to his development in reading, identifying, and reacting to blitzes that he saw. And that was why you saw him. I mean,
interesting. Very interesting.
Blitzed the hell out of him in that playoff game.
He killed him.
And he smoked
them. He smoked them. That was a butt whooping in that game. All right, Ken, give me an answer. Who or what feels out of place? This is for tickets to Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper.
Well, as great a movie as it was, Field of Dreams, Ray Liotta could not have been more out of place playing Shoeless Joe Jackson.
You know, it's not a bad answer. It was a little not great, but I think there are better answers, but it's interesting. All right, so speaking of baseball, Bryce Harper, Todd Zielecki a couple days ago tweeted out the following. We kind of guessed that Bryce wasn't physically right because he had been struggling there for a stretch. Reminded me of 2 years ago when he came back from the injury before the playoffs and struggled in September. His power pretty much disappeared recently. Zielecki recently tweeted, Bryce Harper is banged up, playing with a sore wrist and elbow. He hopes it won't be an issue in October. Obviously, I don't think any of us like that word, hopes. I mean, we all hope it isn't, but like, I would hope you won't have to hope. You know what I mean? So he hopes it won't be an issue in October. Now, when Bryce spoke publicly after the game on Sunday, he clearly did not want to divulge too much. In this way, he's kind of similar to Jalen. He just wants to kind of keep things, you know, buttoned up. But, you know, he said some stuff. Let's listen to Bryce Harper the other day after that big win on Sunday night about, you know, what's going on with his body.
How is your body feeling right now?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
If you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, things I do as well. So just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
All right. So there's a lot in there because he says three things which would make you think there's no issue. At the very end, he says not concerned. Early, he says feel good and feel fine. But if you listen to the whole thing of what he said, he's clearly not feeling good and fine.
Okay, and that's what happens in pro sports. Part of your job is managing the body and the issues that accompany it.
And sometimes players don't get through that.
Like, yeah. Especially wrists in baseball.
Take Donovan's ankle in 0-2. He came back from the injury. That was awesome. He came back. They win that first playoff game. He wasn't the same. That was part of the loss to Tampa Bay.
Wrists in baseball scare me. Man. Like, always. There is so much evidence, and I know Bryce, when he had the wrist, was now eventually got it going in the playoffs.
Yep.
But there's so much evidence of wrist injuries, all that stuff, sapping power for a year. Like, it is. And he didn't break his wrist, so that's good.
Right.
But, like, the wrist is a scary thing for a power hitter.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, he's obviously got a month to crank it up. The Phillies are going to win the division. Great job, 3-4 over the weekend. By the way, the standings that I look at more on a daily basis than division is Phillies, Brewers, Phillies, Dodgers. Because they're in a dogfight with those two teams for the first, second, or third seed in the National League. First two seeds, of course, get a bye and have, you know, more home field advantage, if you will, as you go through the playoffs. Here's where that sizes up, because those two teams keep winning. Just like the Phillies have been winning lately. The Dodgers are 1.5 games up on the Phils. The Brewers are 0.5 game behind the Phillies. It is really tight.
The Dodgers have a series coming up against the Guardians. That will not,
yeah, well,
I mean,
they're
a good
team. They're a very good team. Yeah.
But before that, they have two against the Angels. So the Phillies got to take care of business at the Marlins.
To me, the way.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You worry about things.
John, it's a whole extra round of the playoffs. It's a,
of course you worry about it. We all wake up and look at it every morning, John. Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's a whole extra round of the playoffs.
I'm looking at who the Dodgers are playing next
exactly. I'm looking at the Brewers' schedule.
I wish the Eagles didn't have to play Tampa Bay last year and got a bye. Of course, if they had gotten a bye, they would have gotten their asses kicked in the second round. It was just walking the plank.
Doesn't it feel good to know that your team is like 3 years under their belts now? No, two solid years under their belts of postseason preparation and, yes, ultimately failure.
Right.
But that experience gives them such a solid idea of what to expect now.
Yes.
Even the young guys
but here's,
like Bryson
Stott. But here's the flip. So, yes, but flip side of that is the Dodgers and the Braves had that type of experience the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they got smoked in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Texas Rangers hadn't been in the playoffs forever, and then they run through it.
And here's the reason I referenced that on this Tuesday morning after the Braves series. It's not to put a damper on what the Phillies just did. It's because it was great what they just did, winning 3 or 4 versus the Braves and having to bounce back the last 2 weeks. I mean, they're playing good baseball again. My point is, I hope amongst the fan base, and then obviously most importantly amongst players, there's not this sense of mission accomplished. We took care of the Braves. Mission accomplished. It's all over. No, not at all. I mean, Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, dogfight to the end. That's my point.
I can't imagine for a moment that at this point of the season,
the way they are gearing up, but some fans
for a postseason, like for all history.
I'm saying it more to the listeners because we're all riding.
These players are not going to make this mistake that you're talking about. You need to have more faith in them as like human beings. Like, come on,
we'll see.
They know what they're doing and they're striving to be greater than they have been in the past. They were pretty great.
They might have pulled one mission accomplished this year around June 5th when everything started going backwards. Yeah, we got this. John, that was like me. I had my best GPA in high school and college was the first semester, freshman year, both times, because I had great grades. And then I'm like, yeah, I got this. Like, and then I just consistently went downhill. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
you're comparing yourself to the Phillies.
Yeah, don't be wired like
June.
Me. Like, be like Mike. Don't be like Joe.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning, Rhea.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. Great. We're all doing good, buddy.
Super.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Fantastic. Listen, I have a Phillies point, and then a something that's out of place for me.
You got it.
Okay, the Phillies point. I'll tell you what. I'm excited. Going into the stretch and the playoffs this year, I feel a little bit different than the last two runs we had, because if Nick Castellanos stays hot the way he is, we didn't have him the last two.
No, that's not true. They did have. I mean, he was.
He's Reggie Jackson.
Tom,
him and Reggie Jackson are the only two to do what he did.
Tom, he hit last year two home runs in back-to-back games. Like two and two. And he was hitting them in big spots. They'd be down by a run. He'd tie it up. He'd get the home run to take the lead. I mean, he was phenomenal last year until he wasn't. So, you know, I don't think what you said is really accurate there.
Well, okay. You're right. You're right. You corrected me, and I'll take that. But I'm just saying he seems to have figured something out this year that he didn't have.
Lately, yeah.
Consistently.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
what he says is like all the work that he's put in. He was asked about it. He said like all the work prior to games putting in the cage, like it's paying off. I really admire that about him. I think it's a great example for everyone. And this guy is the real deal. Like he's blue collar. He tells us, hey, you know what? I hit baseballs. That's what I focus on.
Right, right.
He gets out there. He does just that. I love the fact that he's also bringing other guys along now. You know, like some of the young guys that we're hearing are out there prior to games also with Nick, because they see the results that he's getting. They're putting extra work in. I love that.
All right, Tom, give me a great answer. Who or what feels out of place? This is for the concert tickets.
Okay, this is out of place for me because I'm not tech savvy. The way I have to watch sports nowadays, I got used to like four basic networks to watch sports. Now I have to be a streaming expert and, you know, navigate the apps and stuff like that. Now, fortunately, I have four sons that are tech savvy, so I don't miss too many games. But when they're not home, I got to track them down on the phone.
All right, I got you, Tom. TV watching experience of sports. All right, speaking of that, John Brady, we're going to find out soon what he's got. Is he going to be good? As an announcer, Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
A guy who, from what we've seen, refuses to lose. He will, if he's not really good initially, and it's possible.
Some guys stunk. Montana stunk. Emmitt Smith stunk.
Montana was real bad.
Montana was horrible. Emmitt Smith was a disaster.
I feel like if Tom Brady struggles a little bit, he's going to work his butt off. It's going to be like Nick Castellanos out there in the batting cage before every game of 162. Tom Brady will keep fighting, keep working,
keep striving. You know what's
going to
hurt
him? Great.
John, you know what's going to hurt him? And it's going to hurt the broadcast? Hell, he's not allowed into team facilities because he's a Raider. If he gets the Raiders ownership.
It's crazy, isn't it?
If he gets the Raiders ownership, he will not be allowed in team facilities for those production meetings where they sit down with the quarterback and the coach on the, Friday before the game.
Is he allowed to call them at all?
He's allowed to call the games. Okay. He will not be allowed
to... is he allowed to call the coach?
Oh. Can he talk to them? Is he allowed to even talk?
Just not be on, you know...
I mean, I guess that would be tampering, right?
That's the question.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's interesting.
It's a weird, I mean, there's a couple times
I have no idea how they're going to work this.
Yeah, I mean, Magic was a TNT guy for a few years while he owned the Lakers. There'd been Jessica Mendoza. What was her thing? She was with ESPN.
She had a gig with the Mets, like a consulting gig.
Yeah, it gets a little
dicey
in there sometimes. So we'll see how it goes. I want to get to something coming up shortly here. Jaws said,
about Bryce Huff to us actually about 2 or 3 months ago. Let me tell you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, today's poll question. Of these four players, which will be the biggest X factor for the Eagles this season? Meaning, you know, they could be really good or not, and kind of so goes them, so goes the season to an extent. So the four choices, and we could have had more. Josh Sweat maybe could have been in this poll and others. Obviously, Jalen's the biggest, but we were going with different players here. So Mekhi Becton, Jordan Davis, Bryce Huff, Devin White. You know, what are we going to get as fans this year from those four guys, and who's the biggest X factor, if you will? Now, I want to play some audio of Jaws. This goes back, we talked to Jaws last hour, but we also talked to him about 2 or 3 months ago. And he gave an answer on Bryce Huff that I thought was, to put it mildly, concerning. Let's listen to Jaws and what he thinks and thought of Bryce Huff a couple months ago. Is Bryce Huff legit? 3 years, 50-something million. Is he legit, Jaws?
I can't answer that definitively, but what I saw on tape, quote, honestly, I would say probably not. You look at his sacks. There are a number. He wasn't like beating people. There are a number of, if you look, you just pull up a sack reel and you look at it and say, wow, there are a number of times he wouldn't even block. You know, it was errors on the offensive line, errors in the backfield, errors in the tight end that they didn't block him. He had clean shots to the quarterback. He is obviously a very gifted athlete. He's kind of a late bloomer. For 2 years, he had a hard time getting on the field. He had an explosive season last year. But, you know, I just hope we're not getting a one-year wonder. I'm going to trust Howie on this one that he sees something very special in the young man. But I think it's a lot of money off the salary cap to pay a guy that really is a one-year wonder. But, hey, hopefully he'll prove me wrong.
We'll see. That was something when he said it.
Jen, he's got the measurables that you're looking for: the explosiveness, the get off, and he has been, you know, basically in a very limited, extremely limited role
and situational,
basically designated hitter in baseball. And now we're asking him to be a regular outfielder.
Yeah,
and he runs like Kyle Schwarber, like essentially. That's what we've got.
You really crossed the weird right there, John. What would be your answer of these four biggest X factor? We're kind of saying like the guys you don't quite know what you're going to get. Becton, Davis, Huff,
the guy
Devin
I think
White.
Is going to have a huge impact. Like the guy that I really believe will be amazing for this team Devin White. Devin White's going to be the leader of the defense. He's going to be, flying around sideline to sideline, creating turnovers, stripping the ball, getting interceptions. This guy is a difference maker, and he's nasty.
It's
awesome.
I address this question a little different when I answer it. Like, to me, I think in terms of I lean toward Mekhi Becton starting guard. It feels to me, I'm not saying he's the best of the four. I'm saying, like, let me put it this way. It feels to me, and I don't really know this, but just my sense.
Solid.
Biggest swing factor?
It feels to me like Tyler Steen more lost the job than Mekhi Becton won it. Now, I'm only saying that from
by
really
injury,
afar.
Mostly, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's Tyler Steen stunk in camp. And so,
he got hurt.
When he was there, though. He played,
I mean, it's like. And
he's young.
Look,
he got hurt. Mekhi Becton's
I just don't think he might not be a guard. He was a tackle in college. He might not be a guard.
Listen, James, they might not have a second
That's
guard.
The point.
Remember the
exactly.
season when Chip Kelly started the season with no guards?
Of course.
I mean, he had him, but he didn't have him.
Yeah, we had like the who's it, Alan Barber in there.
Because he got rid of Mathis and
Evan Mathis. Yeah,
Evan Mathis, who was outstanding, and the other guy. Season starts, no guards, disaster. Anyway, we'll see. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
You know that our offensive line coach is Jeff Stoutland.
I do, but I
and
also
he's
know.
Really,
he was Chip's
really
offensive.
Smart,
he was there with
really
Chip. He was there
he
that
was.
Year. He was the Chip brought him in 2013.
Okay. Well, he was there last year when they couldn't figure out.
He was there last year when they couldn't stop the blitz too.
That's, maybe it makes him even better equipped to deal with this group this year. All those years ago, you got that disaster. I do think you can lean into that and say, all right,
look,
well,
he's
we
a
made
great...
that mistake. We made that mistake and that mistake, too.
He's
Let's not do that again.
Well, here's my thing. He's a great coach, obviously, but there's only so much you can do. I mean, the players got to be able to go out there and do their job.
And these players are... Howie's done a great job of bringing in the right guys.
But what I'm saying is Becton... He clearly feels like the weakest link on the offense.
Without
clearly.
A doubt.
Clearly. I mean, there's no doubt about it. All right, let's go to the phones. Tom in Springfield right now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, morning crew, and hope everybody had a fantastic Labor Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
Joe, I'm sorry to hear about your golf game.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to have to share with you that I shot a 91 on Friday and
great,
then an 85
work.
On Sunday.
Ooh, nice job,
that's,
Tom.
That's a ball. You're a boss.
Man.
So, listen, I keep inviting you. You're dissing me. So, let's get out there and we'll make it happen.
I will try to do that, Tom. Listen, I'm only scheduling things right now in September and November because I keep October completely open because of the Phillies in the playoffs. But I will try to play soon with you. I really will.
All right. That sounds good. I have an outing in November 1st if you're available.
Yeah, it could be World Series. November 1st could be World Series. By October, I meant also first week in November. Like, schedule stays completely open. Because we don't know if the Phillies are going to be in the playoffs for 2 days or, 35 days.
Yeah, listen, I like the optimism.
Yeah.
Speaking about the Phillies, I was at the game Friday night, took one of my sales reps who happens to be a Braves fan with me, and it was extra special because he was all about the Braves, and then, of course, they lose. Two things. Obviously, the atmosphere, you could feel it again on the TV. It was playoff atmosphere. Everybody was going crazy. It was nuts. I have to call out some of the fans, though. Two-part. One, where we were sitting, and I'm on the first base side, 211. Every time there was a close pitch, everybody was, oh, come on. You can't see from where we're sitting. Was that in? Was that out? Was that up? Was it down? Like, let's calm it down, people. And the guy sitting in front of me who didn't understand baseball at all, please never, ever, ever come to a game again. And the thing that does not fit, and I've been to a number of games now. We were at Xfinity before the game. Why are people wearing jerseys of other teams to sporting events? Like, I think I saw a Boston Red Sox jersey. I think I saw a Tampa Bay Devil Rays jersey. I don't understand.
Well, I'll say this. If they're in town and it's their one crack at being in a Phillies game, I could get them sporting their team. I mean, if I go to a Cubs Red Sox game, I'd probably walk in there in a Phillies jersey. I don't do the jersey as an adult, unless I do the full jersey and I'm a dork, during the playoffs and I wear the freaking thing the whole time. But I'm not a fan of the jersey top.
Because you think it's uncool.
I think it's uncool.
A lanyard is uncool.
Correct. Correct.
You think the adult wearing a jersey of another person
in baseball
that has a name.
In baseball.
That's not their name.
Well, you could certainly.
Less cool.
Yeah, you also can't do your own name. I go thumbs up to Eagles jerseys, thumb down to Phillies jersey tops.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense at all, Joe.
It's just
what's the differentiation?
Football players hit people and baseball players basically don't.
Hit balls.
Yeah,
Sometimes they hit people.
You don't hit anybody.
No, but I get to live through. If I wear a Trotz jersey, I get to live through Jeremiah Trotter. If I wear a Dawgs jersey, I get to live through Brian Dawkins. All right, let me have a moment here, guys. Tom, give me an answer. Who or what feels out of place?
I just said it. I said Oh,
you did. All right, we got
you. I find it odd when I see it. Like, I get it if you're playing that team and you're a fan of it, but when I see a random jersey at a game, I'm like, that's weird.
Well, it is weird, but, it could be that person's one shot to be at CBP. It's the transplant. It's the visitor. Anyway, all right, so the Brazil thing. We're going to tackle more of the Eagles in Brazil, including what Nick Sirianni said about it. You can tell he's trying to get the players dialed in mentally for the challenge. Sirianni and all that on Brazil coming up in 1 minute.
Your time at home should be stress-free, and there's no need to stress about faulty wiring or a leaky faucet thanks to Horizon Services. With $50 off plumbing and electrical repairs, it has never been easier to enjoy your time at home while the experts at Horizon Services help keep you comfortable. Horizon is here to help you avoid costly repairs. So whether your hot water is out, you've got clogged drains, or you're having issues with your home generator, Horizon offers free same-day estimates and guaranteed repairs. That's right. Their licensed expert technicians can solve all of your problems and keep your home running efficiently. Have an emergency, need a plumber or an electrician today? That's why Horizon Services offers same-day service. And you could save on future emergencies with $50 off any repair. With Horizon, You can trust the job will be done right the first time, and you can click or call day or night. Horizon Services is available 24/7. Just go to horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, we got Ray, we got Seltzer, and great to have you with us here on this Tuesday morning. 3 days to the Eagles game in Brazil. They'll fly down tomorrow. Final practice here today. Fly down tomorrow. I want to get to some of the Brazil realities because it's a strange situation. So let's start last week. I know you guys played this audio on Friday, but just to frame it for everyone listening, A.J. Brown's thoughts on going to Brazil. You can tell he's not, you know, digging it. Here's AJ, just a small little snippet of something he said last week.
We had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. And so I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home. That's the best way I can put it.
All right, so, you know, he puts that out there. And obviously, you know, it sounds like a lot of these guys are going to stay in the hotel room, and the team's kind of telling them to. C.J. Gardner-Johnson went to, you know, Twitter and, you know, questioned, you know, going down there. And you know, all right. So let's get to Darius Slay. This one was interesting as well. Darius Slay was on his podcast recently, and he's questioning the whole thing also.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high and like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is, like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be with the top flight security of the world, Craig. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you can hear it. You can hear he's concerned. I mean, it's evident. He's concerned. All right. So
I wonder how much of that is the Eagles and the Packers, you know, and the NFL being hyper vigilant, being so over the top concerned with the security because they just want to be sure they want to cross every T, dot every I to be sure nothing negative.
Rhea, they probably should have picked a different town down there. So for everyone listening, about an hour ago, we had Elliot Shore Parks on, and I thought he was in Sao Paulo until he corrected me in the very beginning and said he's in Rio. So I did not ask, which I was otherwise intending to ask, hey, how does it feel there, like crime-wise? Is it as crazy as people are telling? He was in a whole different town. I mean, I don't know if he's 500 miles away, 1,000 miles away, 100 miles. I don't know how. I don't have no clue. I don't know the South American map. But I do know this. Asking him about crime in Rio wouldn't make any sense. Different town. All right. So let's get, but we'll ask him later in the week when he's obviously where the Eagles game is going to be. Let's get to Sirianni audio now. It is his job. It's his job primarily to get the guys focused the right way. I mean, I'm sure he's aware of their concern. Of course he's aware of their concern. I mean, in part because the team gave the players the concern by informing them of it. All right, Sirianni's got to get the guys dialed in. What he said publicly the other day, if I had to guess, it's probably very similar to what he's saying privately. Here's Sirianni on the issue.
Nick, there's been a couple players. CJ made a comment on social media, and Darius kind of said something on his podcast, sort of about wondering why you guys are going to Brazil. How are you kind of managing how they're kind of framing it and you know, how you're kind of managing that?
Yeah, we're going there to play and win a football game. That's our goal. That's our, you know, our only goal as we go down there. And so, you know, it's just getting everybody in the right mindset of what you want, what you need to be when you go down there. It's like you can control the things that you can control. Like we're going to Brazil to play. That's what it is, and we're excited about that. We're excited about the opportunity to play in a neutral site, knowing that and they have a slightly different schedule of things that happen. Like, you know, you have a big bye coming, like a mini bye coming off of it. And so there are a lot of positives in it. And, you know, it's also to spread the game to a new country.
All right. So, and he went on and on and on with that answer.
Yeah, that is so unconvincing when he tried to sell us on that. Like, come on. No wonder you got Slay and these other guys. Like, I don't want to go. Because the head coach cannot convince that. Come on.
Well, he can't make the crime. He can't make the crime. I disagree. I thought he did pretty good. He can't make the crime disappear. I love how he's trying to message the mini buys. Like, all right, guys, we mini buy. Like, you know, he's doing.
Yes, that was weak, man.
I thought it was pretty good, but you be the judge. 215-592-94.
You thought that? I thought that it was decent. Type of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't buy it for a second.
Red Bull is received well by adult men sitting there like, are you, what?
Well, you got the
we're going there for.
But you heard the primary message. Guys, it's a job. Let's go win. That's the goal.
And I do like that. I mean, I hope he drives that home. Well, hard. It's, you know, tough minded that it's all about, hey, band together. It's us against the world. We're going to just go rock them in their face.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!